Blog Talk Radio.
It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about. If you understand epigenetics, you don't need the pharmaceutical industry. That's not in the interest of the, you know, one of the biggest industries on this planet to say you can heal yourself without drugs. And I go, absolutely. Look, I can feed you with an idea that this pill that we just got from the pharmaceutical company, it's the greatest, best thing for your issue. And I give you this pill and you get better. And then later you find out it was a sugar pill and everybody goes, yeah, that's called the placebo effect. And I go, what does it really mean? I said, you didn't get healed by the pill, you got healed by the belief in the pill. At least one third, minimum of one third of all medical intervention is, it's the placebo effect where the healing comes from. Everybody goes, yeah, I know about the placebo. I go, yeah, but that's a result of positive thinking. What about negative thinking? And this is what we don't talk about, but the reality is it's equally powerful in regard to affecting your biology as is positive thinking, but it works in the opposite direction. A negative thought is called the nocebo effect. Can cause any disease, and you can die. If you believe you're going to die, you can die from the belief. So we really have to watch out because, as psychologists would tell us, 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, now it's time to wake up because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience. It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about and gave it the name epigenetics. That's the new science.
Okay, which is the belief that through your behavior you can kind of alter your genetics, pass those on, express it differently. I'm probably using the wrong words.
Well, pretty close right now.
Now people talk about it as a reality, although it's still not totally understood or totally believed.
It can be replicated. It is now. It is a science. It's a hard science, and it's the leading edge. Now, I'll tell you where the problem comes from. Not so much the scientists, but the pharmaceutical industry. And the reason why this becomes important is because the pharmaceutical industry runs the show in medicine. And if you could put this kind of healing that I'm talking about into a capsule or tablet, they'd be talking about it right now. But this is a consciousness healing, and you can't sell it. And so what's the result? They're not interested in it. And they, through their money, which is massive, actually determine the curriculum in a medical school. And one of the things they're trying to get rid of are people who respond to the placebo effect because the placebo effect throws the data right off the chart. A simple fact is this, and people might be upset, but the drugs like Prozac in laboratory tests are no better than a sugar pill. And that's just how many billions of dollars a day on this planet are spent buying Prozac.
Yes.
Or statin drugs. Statin drugs help less than 3% of the people that take them. And in fact, they cause side effects that are dangerous in about 23%. So you help 3% with a drug, 23% are getting toxic from the drug. And the idea is these are drugs that, how long do you take statins? How long do you plan to live?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's a, you know, they're drug
they're
dealers. Look, it's advertised every 10 minutes on television. There's a new drug or a drug. And it's put into their heads like, your life's not working right. This drug, look at the happy people. See, they've taken the drug and how happy they are. And people buy that story. And pharmaceutical drugs kill about 300,000 people a year. And everybody's, oh, that's just the cost of doing medicine. And yet they have a war on drugs, which kill less than 30,000 people a year. And all of a sudden you got a war because 30,000 people died. 300,000 people die. That's business as usual.
How do we break this cycle? How do you fight these huge companies?
Basically, stop buying the product. And you say, but how can I stop buying the product? And the answer is, well, empower yourself because you're the one that controls all this. Any drug that affects you, you got to understand this. If I take a drug and it affects me, the reason why it affects me is because I have a natural equivalent of that drug in my own biology. You don't take a drug and it affects you and you have a receptor for that drug, like you are having this protein receptor for a drug you may never take. That would be silly. So if you have a receptor for a drug, then by definition, that receptor was already there because there was a natural drug. So in smoking pot, everyone, oh, no, there's a drug called tetrahydrocannabinol. And guess what? You have receptors for it because you make your own. So the idea is this. Well, if you want to have the effect of the drug, do you have to take an outside drug? And I say, no, you have to change your consciousness because you already manufacture every equivalent of a drug right now. And the idea is, if you're not manufacturing it, then that means your consciousness is not supporting you in your health. And it's really an adjustment of consciousness, not an adjustment of your biology. Hi, dear friends and cultural creatives. Welcome to this new format of my newsletter. I'm really not much of a typist. I use these two fingers. It takes a long time, but I found the mouth works a lot faster. So I thought, how about if I try this video newsletter and see if I can get some very interesting information to you at this very important time. As you know, I've been talking about the evolution, and the evolution is imminent. And you can feel it now in the world with the crises that we're facing, especially the debt crisis, which is manifesting all around the world at this very moment. Why is this relevant? Because there's a biological awareness, an important understanding for self-awareness and self-teaching that comes out of the world's financial crisis. Very simply this, money is the equivalent of energy, so you can buy energy with your cash. And the significance about that is if you're frugal and take care of your money and keep a balance, then you always have this energy in your bank account, energy in which you can live. However, obviously, if you waste this energy, then you actually interfere with your own survival. So you don't really want to go out and just throw away your money. And so basically, I really want to show you that this is an important insight into the nature of our own health and our biology and the world we create in this regard. That our biological system, the cells, rely on energy. Without energy, there's no life. So fundamentally, you have an energy budget that gives you life. And in fact, in the body, energy is in coins called ATP, molecules that represent units of energy. So in fact, biologists refer to ATP as the coin of the realm. The significance of ATP is this, is that ATP molecules are like units of gasoline, like gallon of gas, that are used to fuel our biological processes. So to stay alive, we have to have all this ATP. So there's an ATP account in your body right now. But the question is, how do you use this ATP? And now here's an important fact, that 25% of the total energy in your whole body is used to operate your brain. So all of a sudden you start to recognize that the brain uses energy at the rate of muscles of a marathon runner. So a brain and muscle activity are pretty much the same. And so why is this important? Because as you're using your brain, as you're using your thinking, you are actually using energy. Now why is this relevant? And the answer is very simply this. Because the way we've been using our thoughts are not necessarily productive. As a matter of fact, sometimes our investments of our thoughts are actually counterproductive because our thoughts create a reality that we then have to overcome. So basically it says that we must start to become aware of our thoughts. And why is this important? Because thoughts represent units of energy. Every time you have a thought, you use energy. Why this becomes relevant is if I give you a checkbook for your bank account, you don't go down the street and just write checks to people like, oh, hey, you're a nice looking guy. Here's 10 bucks for you. And oh, here, little girl, go out and buy yourself a little car. Here's $1,000 for you. And you don't give away your money. Why? Because giving away your money is giving away your life. So basically, you become very frugal when you have a checkbook in your hand. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this. You have an energy budget in your body. The energy is what keeps you alive. When you start using energy and writing checks where you get no return from your energy, then it's exactly the same as writing checks out of your bank checkbook and giving away your cash. So why this becomes important is the biology of belief reveals how our thoughts create our reality. And if you start investing in thoughts that are counterproductive, thoughts like fear, or what am I going to do, and how am I going to escape this problem, or how is this going to go wrong, and all these other kinds of thoughts that are negative kinds of thoughts, then realize this. You are actually not just using your energy for having these thoughts, but these thoughts are also what come into your reality. What you focus on with your thoughts, your brain will manifest as reality. a wonderful quote from Bhagavan Das. I really love this one. He says, worry is a form of praying for what you don't want. Think about that. When you worry, you keep in your mind objects that get you nervous and scare you, and the more you keep them in your mind, the more the mind converts that into reality. So, what's the message for this month? It's to become energetically frugal with your money in your body, and that is this. Your thoughts use energy. Your interactions with life use energy. So if you want to survive, then realize one simple fact, and that is this. Everything you do in your life, you put out energy for. Therefore, start to review what you're doing in your life. Because if you're putting your energy into things you cannot change in this world, that is exactly the same as writing a check and just throwing away your money to the outside because you get nothing back from it. So think about this very interesting reality, that you have this energy checkbook. And every time you use energy, you have to say, is the use of this energy going to enhance my life, or is it just wasted energy? Am I getting involved in a political argument with people where I'm going to use up all my energy and will I have changed the world? No. Am I going to use up all my energy to try to convince other people to change their life or change their way of living to make them even healthier? And they're not ready to do that? I'd be wasting my energy. So here's an interesting thought. If I gave you an energy checkbook and asked you to write a check every time you had to have a thought, you would have to then ask yourself, is this thought going to enhance my life, or is this thought going to take away from my life? And then when you start to realize that, you start to direct your actions where you put your energy into things that enhance your life and give you an opportunity to survive and to go beyond survival and really into thriving. So the point is this, we are facing some rough times. The more thoughts you put into the negative aspect, the more thoughts you put into the fear, not only are you just wasting your energy, but as in the biology belief, these negative thoughts, these negative stresses actually impair your immune system and bring on disease itself. So for this month, think about it this way. You're living on a budget, and that budget is actually what represents our life. And if you're going to use your budget wisely, put your thoughts, put your energy, put your money behind those things that enhance your personal life and enhance the community that you live in and support the evolution that we're going into, rather than wasting your energy fighting the old system that's falling apart. This is your opportunity to get out of that system and build something more sustainable, something we could all live on, something that we can all thrive on. And I look forward to all of you seeing that each one of us is participating in this evolution. And I really hope that you can understand that my wishes are for you is to conserve your energy to create beautiful rather than worry and manifest the other. Thanks for listening to this message, and I surely hope you have a wonderful month, and I look forward to talking to you soon because this evolution is imminent.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.
Peace, what's up?
Hey, peace, God. How's everything?
Hey, what's going on? Everything going good? Everything going excellent. Just trying, a little busy over the last few weeks.
Brother.
Huh?
Yeah. I need to come up with another word.
So finally we got to do a show for this year. Last week I was out of the country. Well, that was right on time so that worked out. And then the last couple of weeks we're just trying to get stuff ready and looking up and the time was gone. I was like, oh man, you know. But I take it you've been busy too.
Man. Oh man,
yeah.
He's always doing. See, last year at this time, it got real crazy. Well, it really been crazy all last year, but I'm like at the peak point because the virus. I mean, I'm just I don't know if it's, people are really getting sick over this during this time of the year. Like during people was getting diagnosed from forever, but people really getting sick during this time. And it's really, it just, we always have more colds during this time of the year. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, really. People always have colds. It's just that this time, for the last year, nobody is coming in for the flu. You know what I'm saying? Or what they would call the common cold. Because, you know what I'm saying, the so-called common cold and flu is usually peaks around the winter months and a little bit during the fall and early spring.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And like always, it always goes away when it get warm, because the body can detox more because of the you sweating, you know, you more active.
Right.
But the difference is that, you know, the corona is to blame now, you know, and you know, people have been losing family members, and a lot of these old people are really just panicking and dying. You got some people that's getting it, and it's like, you know, and man, the old people, the people my parents, my mother age, and you know what I'm saying, anybody over 65 is really, really, you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to talk to your parents around this time period.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them and drill them and be on their nerves, or you're going to have to just accept it, because they're taking them vaccines. The black ones, the old black ones are taking it.
Yep.
The old black
ones. Isn't that interesting?
They're trying to say black people ain't taking them damn vaccines. I can tell you a couple of hundred black people that are over 60 have taken it, because I got people that's upset about their family. I got even family members that are doing
mm-hmm.
it. Family members.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent them and talked to them, and guess what? They still took the shit. And they all.
You ain't an expert, man. You're not a doctor. You don't have a degree.
But see, check this out. I am a doctor. I do have.
I know, but you ain't the doctor they looking for.
But see, you know what upsets me about that is that they don't value. It's just crazy. It's like it's on the news.
Mm-hmm.
The video clips don't count.
Nothing, brother. This is a spiritual warfare right now. This is a real indication of who believe in the God they say they believe in, or they believe in man. That's simple. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have positioned this stuff in such a way that it's obvious it's bullshit. I mean, you can't, if you can't see that there's nothing but lies going on, then you're not looking. You're not paying attention. And people are dying from it, taking that vaccine, usually after the second dose. They are dying for it. You know, that guy, Hank Aaron, just died. He took it 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks ago,
right,
and was on promoting it. Now, it wasn't related to the vaccine. Wait a minute. It is related to the vaccine, because he died after he took the vaccine. So it's related. To me, it is.
I know it is. But you know what's crazy, though? They can
mm-hmm.
rationalize everybody. I sent the 23 people in. I sent a lot of shit to people I know, and they can all they all got the answer for it. Now, when somebody dies of the corona, they don't notice that they died from a heart attack or a stroke or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They can rationalize the vaccine, like what you're saying. But they
mm-hmm.
can't rash out from the corona. Because I asked my aunt, I say, what's the survival rate of this COVID? I said, do you know?
99%. 99%.
she was thinking that the death rate was that. And I said, look, let me show you that. Her ass still took the damn vaccine. I sat there and showed it to her in black and white that people are not dying like that. And like I tried to stop watching that fucking news.
The news is telling people about cases. You see, in the beginning they were talking about deaths, like deaths. But now they're just saying cases, right? Right. Last number I checked was 25 million cases versus 300,000 deaths. That's a little over 1%. Death rate. That's just slightly over 1%. And guess what? That's the normal rate of death when it comes to the flu. That's normal. That's nothing out of the norm. So you got medical intervention is killing more people than that is. That's a fact. That's not a made up number. They kill about 600,000 people a year. You see what I'm saying? That's the ones they admit to. Now, that's what they admit to and take credit for, not the ones that they give credit, heart attacks is credited for it and other things. You know, that's the ones where they're saying that they screwed up and killed that person. They're not counting the ones where they give you all of these cancer treatments till it kill you. They're not counting all the ones that they dialysis you to death until it get they have programmed people to look at their body as an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take it to a higher level, a deeper level. They have programmed people to look at God as an enemy because the Bible says you are God. When you look at your body as an enemy, you have just renounced God. You have just blasphemed against God. That's exactly what's going on. Because people don't see themselves true in their true form, their true divinity, they have become an enemy to their own self. So the only thing they look for is someone to fix it for them. I was just reading the Tuskegee experiment. That experiment went on for 40 years, right? And they had a cure to cure these guys. And everybody that was in that study, there was refused treatment, right? Because they was in the study, they wanted advanced science. Now, the two people, it was three people that at the forefront of this thing. It was one white doctor, one black doctor, and a black nurse.
Mm-hmm.
That encouraged these guys, hey, come get this. The nurse went out to the neighborhoods and was recruiting people, saying, yeah, you're going to get free insurance. And they fully knew that they was not getting that. They knew that.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that they were sending these people off to a death sentence. Now, isn't that the same thing doing with these celebrities? Oh, yeah, you got to wear the mask. I got the corona. It's the same tricks, new day. But the real game that's going on here, they're going to make it so that if you don't have this vaccine, you don't get tested, you can't buy shit. You can't go nowhere. They're going to start with traveling. That's where they're starting at with the traveling thing. They're starting there.
What you mean you can't buy nothing?
They're going to make it so you can't go into stores if you don't have a health certificate or some verification that you're healthy.
You got to be bullshitting. I know they're doing it at the job.
That's where they headed. That, see, they've been wanting to do that anyway.
What about
but
the job?
See... What do you mean about the job?
Like, I know this because I'm getting a lot of nurses. Because I've been telling, hey, man, that information you gave me been helping a lot of people. Because a lot of nurses are just, like, panicking. And see, like, a lot of them panic. Like, they can't find them. I've heard three nurses tell me this, that they told me I need to look for another job. I said, but they can't find.
See, they got to use a proper reason. If they do it for religious reasons, then they can't do nothing. See, if you're just saying I'm not taking it, they could do whatever. But when you say religious reason, that freezes them in their tracks. I've helped a couple of nurses with that. I told them, you know, you tell them it's your religious thing, that freezes right. them. And you give them an affidavit. You know, I got an affidavit lined up just for that. You know, you give them that, put that on the record, that freezes them. Now they fired them or tell them to look for a job. Now you just mess with their religious freedoms. But I know what the next attack is going to be on religion itself. They're going to try to take your religious freedoms away from you eventually.
So I don't see it happening
like anytime soon.
But you also got a piece of paper. So you also got a piece of paper they need to get from you.
A piece of paper? What do you mean? Yeah, I got a affidavit that they sign and get notarized, and they put that in their record. People forget. They want to tell them, hey, it's my religious belief. No, you need something in your file that states what your religious beliefs are.
Okay. So they need to holler at you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm glad.
You know what I want to, know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put together a seminar and come out there and teach these people why it's important. Listen, I've been hitting this religion thing because that's the only protection you got right now. That's it.
Right. I believe that, God.
That's it. Your faith is what's going to protect you. But see, here's the problem. A lot of these people claim Jesus, whatever, but they soon as they get hit with the thought of death, they run straight to a man to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go to church. They don't go to God. They go, the doctor going to fix it. See, they have marketed medical intervention so well that's all people look for their saving when it comes to their health.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that these people went to school and got good education on how to heal the body. If that's the case, how come people still dying from cancer and diabetes and all these other stuff if they were that great? Their track record for curing these different things are poor. People are dying daily of these chronic diseases that they keep saying they don't have a cure for, but they treat it. And that's the mind fuckery. Like, these people got a poor track record of healing people.
Mm-hmm.
Piss poor.
That's
you,
right.
If somebody, listen, they hold you more responsible than they hold the doctors. You try to tell them, and it ain't working fast enough, they calling you up and complaining.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But they could go to the doctor, and doctors say, yeah, this is just ease the pain, and, you know, you're going to have to live with that. They'll believe that. They're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to live with herpes. You got to live with AIDS. You got to live with all of these other things, diabetes. You got to live with that. But we'll give you this little insulin shot. That'll keep you going. They trust that.
Mm-hmm.
But you tell them, hey, I can get rid of that. I can help you with that. But you got to make some major changes. First of all, you got to change your diet.
Mm-hmm.
See, the doctor ain't telling them to change their diet. It's against their code of conduct to even tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
To eat right. If they do have a diet, the diet that they have, the standard of diet that they're teaching is not for healing. It's for actually encouraging the disease in the body. You see, I had someone, they had dealing with high blood pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So changed their diet, started taking a little apple cider vinegar, and instead of eating meat, no more meats and stuff like that, eat their food as a soup. And in just 1 week, their blood pressure came down drastically. Just doing
that's
that.
Right.
And more water, drinking more water.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking a gallon of water a day, because that was what they needed to drink based on their body weight. Right?
That's right.
Now, just doing that, now I'm going to tell you, the blood pressure was like 250.
Mm-hmm.
And in a week, it was down to like 119.
That's
just
right.
doing that.
Mm-hmm.
No special medications.
Mm-hmm.
Just a change.
That's
but
right.
you And then it was in the process of not, it was having trouble because at one point it was plateauing. You know how when you change the way you do things, the body goes through its this phase of seeming like it's getting worse. And then, boom, after you go through that, then it just starts to balance out. Boom, that's what happened. You know? But see, the program is so deep, it's hard to get them to see it, that their body will do it for them if they just give it the right stuff.
That's right. That's that, dog. Mm-hmm.
and it's sad to see all these older folks. These are the same folks that have been teaching people trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't even trusting in God. These same people who force you to go to church and listen to this preacher every week, and they not listening to God. The remedy for healing and good health is right there in the book of Daniel.
Mm.
Remember the three Hebrew slaves in the Hebrews? Yeah, the diet that they ate, it's right there.
Man, people be telling me so many scriptures in the Bible about healing. what is he talking about?
It's right there telling you, because he was put to the test.
You good at that Bible, man. Powerful. So what
is right there. But,
somebody showed me something the other day that was good. Because, see, that book is a metaphysical book, but they didn't turn it into some bullshit. It's not a Christian book.
It's not.
But they didn't turn it into that shit.
Because the whole diet in there is not Christian at all, based on what Christians are eating now.
Because
Daniel was given, actually his name was Belteshazzar. They tested him. He said, well, let my guys eat this and your guys eat that and see how healthy we'll be. And they broke down what they was eating versus the other. It told you what would make you stronger. And it was eating berries and nuts and stuff like that. Yeah. They would not eat the king's diet.
But they don't see this shit.
It says it in there. The book outlines it. And there's several places in the Bible that outlines the diet. Now, there was places where they did eat meat, like birds and stuff like that. They did, you know. But the larger part of the diet was more of a plant-based than it was meat.
Exactly.
Now, wasn't something they ate every day. It wasn't something that a daily thing. Of eating meat.
Exactly. And see, I ain't big on extremism, God. I ain't big on extremism. Certain things I'd be like, you shouldn't even put it in your body. But I'm not that extreme. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It all has to do with your spirit of who you are, too, because I know people smoking cigarettes, eating pork, and outliving people who are vegetarians.
Yeah, but that's based off. That's astrologics right there. You know what I'm saying? That's the medical astrology. But you got to make sure that you're the one that can do it. You know what I'm saying? That's why people should get their own personalized reading so they can see what it is about themselves. You know what I'm saying? You know. And you can figure out how can you get the key to yourself, you know, because you know what I'm saying, really, man, the people that's panicking and acting like that, it's really, they got a disposition for that shit. It really ain't nothing nobody can do to change them. And really, the information I'm giving them really is just soothing me. It ain't helping them. They ain't going to change. They are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them this shit so I can feel better. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to hear it. Because everybody's going to hear some knowledge. Everybody. I don't care where you at. It's going to come. Even if it comes to you as a little witty cliche, you're going to hear the truth. most mm-hmm. places, but most is going to turn from it. Because, like, man, when I look back over my life, it's things that people have said to me. And then I try to, and it moved my spirit. And then I, the person more in detail of what they're talking about. I remember just like as a young man, and they wasn't saying what I thought they were saying, but I still heard what I needed to hear. So it's like I knew Jesus wasn't real a long time ago. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But then when I asked the person, I would hear something, and then I asked them, they'd be like, no, hell no, I believe everything. I'm like, okay. But something led me into looking for this shit. And it was harder to find that shit back then than it is now.
mm-hmm.
Because you
well, you use the internet.
Yeah, because I was trying to find something, but I was like, well, damn. I was starting to realize that this wasn't no history book back then. It was hard to get woke back then, but it was there because it's within who you are. You just had to look a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So people hear the shit, they just don't, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like I told my, you know, wasting my energy. I was telling one of my uncles, I was like, I can't tell you how many channels you got on your TV. Why are you only watching mm-hmm. this shit?
They stay on that news. You try to turn that news, oh my goodness. You got a fight on your head.
How many channels on cable now?
I don't know. It's hundreds.
I mean, it's
and they got the streaming services. They got every way to get to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been so much shit on TV in history. They even got the Roku on the damn TV. It's just, there's mm-hmm. no way you can. And I'm like, all this shit you can watch. Why you watch this?
It's aligned with their negative outlook on life.
And so I asked him, I say, okay, I sent this to my aunt. She said, you won't even watch the videos I send.
Oh, no, no.
I say, if you want to be informed, then why are you being prejudiced? Because from a scientific perspective, you're not supposed to. Science is not supposed to be based off emotions and feelings. It's supposed to be presenting. It's supposed to be like paperwork, like straight data, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
No feelings, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what I'm saying? You're not even supposed to, if the information don't support what you think, you got to go with what you come with.
Mm-hmm.
That's science. We ain't got science like we used to because everybody, that's what I like about Bruce Lipton, who you like because he did science. He didn't do what was popular.
Mm-hmm.
He did revolutionary. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, when I was seeing his stuff with the, you know, the cell membrane, man, that shit is revolutionary. But it's so obvious once you see it.
mm-hmm.
But the shit is like revolutionary what he did, man. And that's what we don't have no more. I mean, we have it, but it's more like in the Jason, the secret society scientists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the best scientists that's around with the best technology. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then now they're saying that Biden finna do another push with this thing. Saying what is this thing they're saying about wearing two masks?
I just heard that, man. They get ridiculous, bro.
Is that true?
I heard something. Yeah, the recommendation is to wear two masks. I'm like, and I've actually seen people walking around in the airport with two masks on.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something funny. The mask shit is going to make you where you can't breathe. But the funny thing is, shit, at least two masks would help better than one. but it ain't gonna stop you.
Yeah.
But I'm being funny with the shit now when I say it would help more. But like,
right.
You know, as long as I can get through, the only masks that will work is the ones that got gas cans on the end.
Right.
Where you breathing through oxygen and not through a vent. You feel me? Air gonna hold a virus. There's no way you can filter the air out that well. You
mm-hmm.
know, there's no way you can filter that that well. But it's funny because that would make more sense than them damn paper thin masks.
Them cloth masks.
But it's gonna make you sicker because you get less oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
It just, man,
somebody was kind of upset with me because I don't believe in wearing a mask like that. I said, I wear it to go in the store and I take it off as soon as I get out.
You know what I'm saying? Really, man, I just fell out with like, and that's why I said I'm going to stop saying shit to my family members because I'm falling out with my little dumbass cousin. And I'm like, okay, this is right. Now, because they don't be telling my mom, I'm like, okay, you're right. That is your mama.
Well, don't tell my mom. Yes. They're ridiculous with that.
You don't
believe in corona. I said, listen, I believe there's a virus out there. I just don't believe it's as serious as you see it on the news. I said, 25 million deaths, 25 million cases, 300,000 deaths equate to a little over 1% death rate. Right. I said, that's 99% survival rate when I look at it, which is about on par with the other flus that we've had. Now, this is a person that will refuse to look up numbers. And listen, let me tell you something. The more education they got, the dumber they are.
The dumber.
This one got master degrees, everything, and think they know everything. And I'm saying, here's the numbers. I mean, I'm not making this up. You heard the numbers like I heard the numbers. So you go do the math. That's a little over 1%. That's nothing to be alarmed over.
That's right.
We're dealing with people dying from different things all the time. Like, it's not to make light of people's death, but... So my life's supposed to stop because of something that's 1% affecting 1% of the population?
And
I'm supposed to just do everything different?
My little cousin. Then she was like, well, it's 98. Okay, 98%. I don't give a fuck.
So what? Dude, in any scientific world, a 10% loss, even though as far as 20% is a good rate.
That's right.
Is a good rate. So they still got room. So what I'm saying is when you start seeing, this is when it becomes a problem. When you start seeing people dropping dead in the street, you're pulling people out of houses, that's a problem. But that's not happening.
It's not happening.
They only die when they hit that hospital door. As soon as they go through them doors, it's a big question mark. So they're dying in one place. So that means that you have to add that into the equation of possibilities. They're not dying.
What the fuck are they doing to make these old people so glued to this news, though?
Because they in fear. When they're older, they're already thinking about, you know, their time is short. That's something that's probably preoccupying their mind a lot, you know. Then they're in an old folks home around other depressed people, so they align with that energy of death. So they're gonna watch anything that supports that energy. Think about it. It's just like this. Before you had your first son, right? Your wife was pregnant, right? Boom. Now you notice everybody that's pregnant. Why? Because you are in that energy, your thoughts there. So you seeing everybody with that. Well, dang, everybody pregnant now. No, it's no different than before. It just wasn't a part of your consciousness before. And you noticed it when it was directly in front of that person's pregnant, then you dismissed it. Same thing with buying a car. You buy a BMW.
Man,
next thing you know,
bad.
You see everybody with the same BMW, right?
So
Listen, all of these commercials, the news, they study how to get people to watch them. So what they do is they feed you all of this negative imaging. Because right after they tell you about these deaths, they start talking about crime rates. Somebody committed a mass murder. They just got people mind focused on death all the time. So every time something comes up about a death, they are tuned to it. They're connected to it. The only way to get disconnected from that is to shut it off.
Yeah, because I can't watch this shit. I don't even like watching shit that's out when I'm eating. I don't watch nothing that causes stress when I'm eating.
Right.
I don't even watch a basketball or football game and eat. I like sports, but I would eat and watch it because I don't want to. I watch it when I'm finished eating because I don't want to get caught up. Because that mess with your digestion. I don't want to get cussing at the TV. Is that.
What they're doing.
It's just ridiculous.
That's what they're doing. They got people programmed to kill themselves, basically. Because that's what they're doing when they're watching that stuff. Oh, and the way they position it. Oh, man, we are entering another big day of coronavirus cases. But see, people overlook that one word, cases.
That's how that shit sounds. Oh, my God.
Right.
That's how it sounds.
They overlook the word cases. They just say coronavirus, and that's all they hear. Mm-hmm. Women, that's not a death. Cases is not deaths. Okay. And then at the end, that means that right now, United States got, around 300,000. And they take the tone down when they come to the deaths. They take it down. They want you to focus on everybody testing positive. Why? Because they want you to go get a test to see if you're positive. Let me go see. People are running to these people to get a test. The only reason why this works is because people believe in it and they fight and they get it.
Yeah, but
I
got to
wait.
I ain't never took the test.
No. What for?
Man, and I literally see hundreds a month that have been diagnosed with it. And I'm exposed to it all the time. And I don't even bother. Because, a positive test, hell, I might test positive. You know what I'm saying?
It don't mean you're going to get sick. It don't mean you're going to get sick.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean.
Some people saying that they're trying to make this bullshit argument, saying that the Pfizer is the worst.
So I don't know which one is the worst or not. I'm not taking none of them.
None of them. And so, I heard you say something. You saying that the second dose is the one that's worse than the first dose.
The second dose is what's usually what happens when people die after they take the second one, especially the older people.
Yeah. See, my aunt told me, the one that took it, she said that she don't know if she's going to take the second one after I sent her that. It's not because of what I sent her. She said that they told her that the second one, you tend to be weak and sick.
Yes, that's confirmed. That's confirmed because nurses, I know someone that's a nurse. She didn't take the vaccine, but everybody that took the second dose, they couldn't even come to work.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them weak. And I'm saying to myself, these idiots, if something do you like that, you're not sick, nothing's wrong with you, you take something and it makes you sick, then something's wrong with that. Something is not. You're supposed to take something. If I take some damn Irish moss, it don't make me sick. It make me better.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I take some turpentine. It ain't never made me sick. It made me better.
Exactly.
Anything that's natural makes me better, unless I overdo it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is you taking something and it's known that everybody that by the time they got that second dose, they was out for the count. Their arms were hurting, all kind of stuff was going on with them. So tell me, what is in this damn thing that make your arms hurt? And you can't even go to work. You down. What is it doing to your body? Know what that sounds like? Genetic modification.
Mm-hmm. The DNA.
A straight reconstruction of the cells.
Mm-hmm. And that's
when you start understanding biology, huh?
That's what made this vaccine the worst.
Right. They're making the motherfuckers zombies. That's what they're doing. Watch.
Then they still got a way. So you're saying that what the goal is, I thought, so they not only are they trying to make the employers make people do it, they're going to, like in the future, they're going to be having where you're going to need to show
that you took this vaccine. Watch. This is all money. At the end of the day, it's money and control. And what the government is doing is they're giving out these stimulus checks. Have you ever seen them give three back-to-back checks like that ever? Mm-hmm. See, all of that's going to be tied in. That's a contract. And when you take the vaccine, you got to sign waivers. And I guarantee you nobody – I would love to see those waivers that is written in those contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I just got back from Mexico. I was supposed to be in Mexico this week, right? The birthday was today, was yesterday, right?
But without taking the test.
Right? So, but they made it so that when you come back to the United States, you have to take that test, the COVID test. Now, it ain't the swab in the throat one. You got to take the one where they stick that damn thing way up your nose.
Okay.
That's the one they want. Nothing else. I'm saying only mm-hmm. these tests out here, I got to take this test? I'm telling me, you tell me I got to wear a mask because my saliva can affect someone 6 feet away. So why am I not, why are you not testing my saliva? Why you got to test my nose? Take this thing and damn near touch my brain. So what's up with this test? So I was like, hell no, I changed the date of the trip so I can get back on Monday. I'm not taking no tests. See, they're making it so, see, the government is not enforcing these rules.
How you
what
get
they doing?
What you do?
Say it again. I just changed the date. I came back on the 25th. The taking the test started on the 26th. Yesterday. So I just changed my trip dates.
Okay, so what if you didn't switch it?
I would have had to show proof that I took a test 3 days prior to getting on the plane, or I wouldn't be able to get back.
So there's no way around that.
It is a way around it. I just have to go. What I need is I have the order. The order is from the CDC. It ain't that ain't government don't make laws. So, but what it is what they're doing is the government can't force you to take a test, force you to take a vaccine. What they're doing is they're making the companies violate your constitutional protected rights. So the airline's saying, you can't get on my plane unless you show a negative test.
Okay.
What do? You see what I'm saying? The private industries are doing it for them.
It's like going into their business and that bullshit.
What? But still, they can't – listen. All of it's unconstitutional simply because you're trying to make me get a medical service in order to get your product. That's unconstitutional.
So now
you acting as if you're a doctor.
That's
so
my point.
The problem is nobody's challenging that. Nobody's taking them to court. Nobody's fighting it. Like, I can take them to court, and they'll drag me out for years before I win. But I'll win because all of it's a violating my personal rights. You're telling me I got to have a medical procedure before I get on this plane?
So,
you're not a doctor.
So why Bill Gates can do it so well? Why can he voice his fucking opinion at all times?
He get away with it because he's being promoted by the media, number one. And number two, it's very simple when you look at it. The people are listening. They're not saying fuck off. You see all the people you deal with that are arguing with you, don't tell my mama not to do this and that. That's right. Why they get away with it. It ain't the government can say whatever they want. But if the people don't buy into it, they don't get what – nothing happens. But the people are sheep. They just fall for it. And now you are the minority in this thing. So now you out there by yourself trying to fight for what's right, and they're loving what's wrong. What do you do?
Technically,
you see what I'm saying? Right. He ain't no doctor. He ain't even fucking finished college. He quit college.
He can give medical advice, and nobody says shit.
Right. But see what I'm saying? The only reason why the government could push us this hard is because people are allowing it. It's more of us than it is them. So if everybody stood up, what they going to do? Nothing. They can't. But it's going to be your neighbor who's going to say, oh, he's not complying. It's going to be the store down the street, you're not complying. So they use the people to enforce this bullshit. Who's enforcing the mask mandate? It ain't the cops. You ain't hearing nobody get locked up for not wearing a mask.
Hey,
what they get locked up for is trespassing, because the business don't want them in there without a mask.
Hey, I went to the gun show last week, mm-hmm. maybe 2 weeks ago. Man, didn't nobody. The only people that wore masks in that gun show was black people.
Mm-hmm.
If I had, you would have been blown away. Like, I wore a mask. And, you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about the mask over my mouth mask. I ain't put it over my nose. Everybody mm-hmm. had on the mask that was black. No white people. A few white people had on masks. And you know what I realized? The cops, mm-hmm. only thing they wanted to make sure is that we come in with no guns and bullets.
Because they can't enforce that.
I think the cops were scared that it could have turned into a situation.
Because them white folks ain't having it, bro. They fight for their rights.
I felt like it would have turned into something if one person had said, I ain't wearing that shit. So guess what they did? They didn't enforce it. They just wanted to make sure that you didn't come in without no gun. Man,
they keep talking about white privilege when it came to the Capitol riots, right?
Right.
And they keep bringing out these scenarios that if black folks done that, they would have shot us. I don't believe they would have if we'd have done the same thing, if it was enough of us.
Yeah. Now this I want
that was a small example of what we could do if we all stood together.
But this
now, I do know that they was let into the White House. They was let in there.
That's true.
Now, we know that. We know that was planned. But what I'm saying, that's they giving you the remedy. They showing you what you can do. No, but know what we doing? Know what our people are doing? Oh, that's a damn shame. They going in and took over my capital. They saying shit like that. I'm like, what the hell? You're embarrassed. We're an embarrassment to the world. We've always been an embarrassment to the world with the way this country was run. That ain't nothing new.
It is all I wanted to ask you. Okay, what are they going to do to them?
Nothing.
What can
they do nothing to them. Dude, they're not going to do nothing to them people. And it's not because they're white. It's because they have a right. That's a public place. That's a public for the public.
So that's the people's Buffalo house. Boy, that Buffalo boy, he not going to prison for that.
Nah, all of them probably going to get a slap on the wrist or nothing at all. Watch. Okay. It ain't because it's white privilege. You have a right to protest. They say peaceful protest, but no. See, that's the people who are saying that peaceful protest is the news. But the Constitution says you have a right to abolish and change your form of government. So what that means, if you abolish it, that means you could forcefully take it over. It says that in the Constitution.
You for real?
Yes. Yes.
I
read it right out of the Constitution. I read it straight out of South Carolina Constitution. I'm going to read it right out here.
See, black people don't get this type of knowledge.
They don't read. They don't read. It says all political power is vested and derived from the people only. Therefore, they have the right at all times to modify their form of government. Let me keep reading.
And then
Huh?
saying shit on national TV.
See, they won't read that. They just say, you have a right to peaceful protest. The Constitution doesn't say anything about a peaceful protest. It says you have a right to express your grievance, for redress of grievances. And if your government ain't acting right, you can change it or abolish it.
Mm.
It says that. They ain't going to teach you that in school. So how do you change your abolish something? How do you do that? You have to go and take it over and change it. You have to do that.
Why they kill that white lady? I mean, you know what I'm saying? They shot her through the glass door. I'm trying to figure that part out.
I don't know. They ain't never showed no body. I don't know. I'd be questioning stuff like that.
That's my point. Now you see where I'm going. That was very weird. Because when they shot her, man, if I seen somebody get shot, the first thing I'm going to do is back up. Nobody backed up. They just fell down.
Nobody ran. That's what I'm saying. What you watching is theater.
Because it was a white lady.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
It's theater.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. Okay. Because I ain't heard nobody talk about this. Okay. They shot her, and I watched it. No, man, a normal reaction when somebody shoots and they hit somebody is people either going to run backwards or they going to attack harder.
Uh-huh.
You see, neither.
You
nobody
hit gunshots, you leave in that premises. I'm sorry.
Or you going to start shooting back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why they didn't do neither one of those. They jumped, they fell down, helped her, and it was weird. That was very weird to me. It didn't seem like a natural response. And another thing about when I looked at it, he was not threatened because he was in between a glass door. He could have treated himself. They went even through the glass door. So why he shot through the glass door like that? And it's weird that he shot a white woman. You would have said more when they shot a white woman. Then if he had shot a white man, a white woman, you usually going to get some type of outrage.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the outrage that I thought that I would have saw for them. They treated her like she was a black woman.
Because what you watching is a page taken straight out of Wag the Dog. It's all theater. It's a show. That's all it is. Now, what I want you to do is, because we are overtime, what I want you to do is when you get off your phone, Google Map the Oval Office.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to send you the picture of the screenshot of what it says. It says it's permanently closed on the map.
Okay.
When you Google Map, like how to get to the Oval Office, I'm gonna send this to you right now. You know how you map something out, you get somewhere and you put the address in and all that.
Mm-hmm. So how long have been?
And they tell you the hours of operation.
Yeah.
Huh?
Was it closed before that?
It said permanently closed, meaning you can never go to the. It says permanently.
Wow.
It doesn't say, you know how to tell you give you the hours, you know. I just sent it to you.
Wow, thanks. I appreciate that.
But just you Google back and say permanently closed. What does that mean? Like, why? And then, you know, they got all them bars around the White House now, them gates up.
Mm.
They're trying to make it like that's for the riots.
Mm.
Yeah, something going down. This whole Biden Trump, I don't think it's over. I really don't.
Wow.
You see the screenshot?
Yeah. Thank you. is that dude the president?
Yeah, he's the president of the corporation, United States. Yeah, he's president. But I'm hearing that the military haven't given them the launch code.
Mm.
Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Thumbs up with that.
Right.
Yeah. All right, man, it's 11:05. I know you got more people to see. And
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm taking a break. I'm relaxing now. But
yeah.
Yeah, man. So y'all know where we are. 803-661-8945. Solomon's Temple, Columbia, South Carolina. Okay. Peace.
All right, brother. Peace. Peace. Till next time.
No doubt, God.
All right.